Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Beijing for a two-day visit to prepare for upcoming high-level talks when a visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping to the U.S. later this year. But a growing controversy over the South China Sea could overshadow that visit in light of recent comments by U.S. officials indicating the U.S. might begin patrolling the waters. VOA's Bill Hyde reporting now from Beijing.
Wang Dong, a political scientist from Peking University, says it is hard to say whether the issue will overshadow the visit or whether the two sides will try to play down the issue.
My only impression is that it seems to me this is more of the United States trying to send a deterrent signal to China rather than meaning the United States is going to take real action.
Regardless of what happens, the comments from U.S. officials this week have already irked Chinese officials. The foreign ministry says Beijing is extremely concerned and has asked Washington to clarify reports about possible patrols, a question the U.S. says China is free to raise during the visit. Bill Hyde, VOA News, Beijing.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi told Secretary Kerry Saturday that Beijing's determination to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity is as firm as a rock and unshakable. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has thanked his security forces for stopping a military coup against his government. In a radio address Friday, he also warned protesters to stop their demonstrations against his decision to seek a third term. Earlier Friday, authorities in Burundi said that they had arrested three people in connection with the coup attempt. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants took over the local government compound in the Iraqi city of Ramadi on Friday, raising their flag over the capital of Anbar province. Edward Uranian reports government forces are believed to still be holding out at a military compound in western Ramadi.
Besieged Iraqi tribal fighters continue to battle Islamic State militants in several parts of Ramadi, despite the fall of the strategic provincial headquarters compound. A military operations center and anti-terrorist compound are still in government hands. Fighting continued in other parts of Anbar province Friday, with government forces reportedly bombing Islamic State militants in parts of Fallujah, Anbar's second largest city. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
United States urging Southeast Asian governments to work to save the lives of migrants and refugees abandoned at sea by people smugglers. Activists estimate as many as 8,000 so-called boat people remain adrift in the region without adequate food or water after a Thai crackdown on a vast people smuggling ring. Thai Navy encountered one boat of migrants, gave them water and food, but refused to take them in. Jeffrey Labowitz, country director for the International Organization for Migration in Thailand, spoke with VOA about this.
This is what we call Anwar's boat, because he's the smuggler who abandoned it, and we've been tracking it very closely. We've been partners. There have been people on the ground who've been in contact with the boat for some time. It had not had food or water for over 5 days. Apparently, 2 days ago, the Malaysians did find it and gave them some supplies and then helped the boat on to Thai waters.
Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, three countries that the migrants and refugees have tried to reach, say the desperate migrants are not their responsibility, rejecting appeals by the UN and rights groups to help the migrants. Here in the U.S., a jury has sentenced Yohar Tsarnaev to death for his involvement in the Boston Marathon bombing 2 years ago that killed three people, wounded 264. Tsarnaev was convicted last month of all 30 federal charges against him, 17 of which carry the possibility of the death penalty. Prosecutors brushed off defense arguments that Tsarnaev was under the strong influence of his older, radicalized brother, Tamerlan, who was killed in a police shootout. They said even though Jokar was only 19 at the time of the marathon bombing, he was old enough to know right from wrong, and he wanted to avenge U.S. wars in Iran and Afghanistan. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.